The Israeli military has led a group of journalists, including the Associated Press, on a tour of the village of Kfar Aza, a day after taking it from what they said was a group of about 70 Hamas fighters. Many village residents were killed or taken captive on Saturday after militant fighters overran the kibbutz. Troops are seen recovering the remains of victims, placing them in body bags to be taken to nearby facilities. Major Doran Spielman says the massacre was horrific.
Who could do this? They must have shed their humanity, and what's left is something inhuman. To see baby carriages with bullet holes in them and blood. Who goes up to a baby and kills a baby? Who kills a mother? I see the bodies in their homes.
This is the scene confronting Israel's military as it battles to beat back the Hamas assault. The fighting, which has left the country reeling, has killed hundreds in Israel and the adjoining Palestinian enclave, which remains under heavy Israeli bombardment. Spielman says Israel has no choice but to fight back and win.
They want to destroy us. We have no choice. We don't want to fight them, but we will, and we will be victorious, because if we don't, we have nowhere else to go.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.